Hello everybody and welcome to this program today, which is the Sunday Sermon, and it is the third Sunday in Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. We have the story in the Gospel today of the great catch of fish done by the disciples, Peter in the boat with his companions, and Jesus on the shore preparing breakfast. And Jesus orders them to cast out the net, and they catch a great catch of fish. The first and simplest aim of this story is to make clear the reality of the resurrection. The risen Lord was not a vision, not a figment of someone's imagination, nor the appearances of spirits or ghosts, as some people might regard it. It was Jesus who had conquered death and come back to life. Today we see Peter, he's a man who is distraught with his mistakes and his weakness. And we all know about his denying three times of Jesus during Jesus' passion. This is really hurting Peter, even though the resurrection has happened and he has heard stories. And it's St. John the Evangelist, remember, who is writing this gospel that we read today. And he's depicting Peter with his other companions, all fishermen. And Peter says, well, let's go fishing. By way of saying, well, all that's over, we're confused, we're mesmerized, we don't know where to go now, but the one thing we know how to do is to fish. And they fish all night, and it's a disaster. They catch nothing. So even with that which he knows best in his life, it's not working for him. So it's a bad day for poor Peter. I think we can all identify with Peter in the sense of feeling that we are failures and feeling that we have achieved nothing. And maybe then we see this man on the seashore and he asks us to reach out and try again. They obey, though, without any protest. And they catch a huge amount of fish, 153 to be exact. This is St. John's Gospel. St. John, after many years of reflection, after the time of being with Christ in his ministry, and then after his death and resurrection, and he uses a lot of symbolism and metaphors. And nearly everything that he puts in his gospel has a meaning and a deeper meaning than we think. And the number 153, Saint Jerome said that probably at that time the world knew of only 153 different species of fish in the waters and in the oceans. And that 153 would represent all kinds of people. And the net that was cast into the water represents the church, the community of believers. And there is room in the church for everyone, is the point being made by Saint John the Evangelist. Would expect God to be saying to us, come and eat breakfast. I think it's a lovely spiritual thought that we can all take with us from today's gospel, that Jesus invites each and every one of us to sit down and eat. Saint Peter had a very bad self-image that morning. He's now confronted in a kind and gentle way. by Jesus when he is asked three times, "Do you love me?" The three denials of Jesus by Peter have been obliterated and rubbed out of Peter's life. He was given great confidence in his life to go out and be the leader as Jesus had called him to be. His sins remain in the past, but they don't influence him anymore. He is free from them. He accepts that he is weak, but he knows that even in his weakness, Jesus can use him to proclaim his message to the whole world and to lead the church in its very infancy. Likewise, we too are called by Jesus to be free from our sins, free from our guilt. If we are honest, we should be aware of our sinfulness and our lack of real love for our fellow human beings and for our love of God. But God knows this, but we must know it as well, and not be devastated by it, but be aware of the reality of who we are, our weakness, like Peter. And even in our weakness, we can become great messengers for God. And Jesus is promising us to be with us. He is promising us that he will even surprise us every day if we dedicate our lives to him, that things will work, great things will work through us from him to the world and to our fellow human beings especially. So let us change our lives. Let us, like Peter today, see a new way, take on a new way of life. Forget the old way. Forget what he was doing before was fishing. Forget that. He is now an instrument of the Lord. Fishing there, as John, as always, is using it as a symbol of our old life, a sign of our old life. We leave it and we take on a new life, forgiving others, loving others, asking for mercy of others, asking for mercy of God, opening our hearts to people, thankfulness, to be thankful. To wake up in the morning and say, "Morning offering, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day." Surrender to what is. It might be sickness. It might be poverty. It might be a relationship problem. Surrender to what is. It doesn't mean that we don't do anything about whatever situation. If we can, we work with the Lord to improve our situation. But we must be able to surrender and observe our life, become observers of our lives, to observe who we are, how we react, what is going on inside us, and then to surrender in the Lord. Everyone is invited, and the net will hold us all. Like Peter, even though we are weak and afraid and sinners, Jesus trusts us to come and eat his breakfast. And that means to believe and behave and become new people. May God bless you. Have a lovely and a beautiful Sunday and a wonderful Easter week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.